Sa thưa Ajahn, you said in the chanting, I am the heir of my karma. So kam in Thai is the what we cultivate, body, speech, and mind, right? But in the Thai concept, we also have a jao kam nai wen. So can Ajahn please help me to sort this out, because jao kam nai wen is...
Well, I don't want to try and sort it out at all. It's not Buddhist. It's not in the Buddhist teachings. It's not in the Buddhist scriptures. I don't want to even go there.
So it's not.
So I mean, I don't say that it doesn't exist. I don't say that. I mean, it's a whole other layer outside of the teachings that I don't. It's just too complicated.
But the reason that I'm asking is because I just am going. I'm going through the process of my mother, who is dying, and she's 88, and she has been had a plane accident for like 20 years, and she could not walk, completely immobile, and her life in 20 years is like it's not her karma. That's what I saw. I don't know, but. In Thai, we often think, "Ma must have tham kam wen wa ye." This is a jao kam nai wen must have been chasing after her. So this is may sound silly, Ajahn, but
yeah, it's a good story. But I don't know. To me, it's just a story.
Yeah. So I just don't have the reason to look at my mother dying and very in a way very painful death, and so why my mother? So that's the question. Yeah, so much in pain.
Well, the why, they're trying that constant why, that in itself is that's a lot of suffering.
Yes.
You know, so that you know, so that I mean, the main thing is not why. Main thing is how do you give attention to your mother, support her, care for her, make her feel safe, and look after her physical needs, but also try to look after her emotional needs. That's something you can do. The figuring out the why is something that, as human beings, it doesn't matter what culture, just we have these complicated stories of trying to make sense of it. And you know, the Buddha is he puts down a principle. There's these principles that are there, but he's not trying to fill in the whole story. And the reality is that when we attend to that, because say your mother is sick, we're all dying actually, but it's more overt. So that looking after her, that's something you can be doing that is wholesome, is positive, you can feel good about that. Trying to figure out the why of it, there's no way you can feel good about it. You know, so that it's just adding a layer of complexity and complication that is not necessary.
Anyway, what I figure out is that being born is suffering enough, being born. So that's how I see it.
So
maybe I get that point.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, just keeping it simple.